Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
You can count the apples on a tree, but who can count the apples in a seed? So goes the old aphorism. So is it with the influence of a single person. Take Edward Kimball, for example. Never heard of him? Well, Kimball was a Sunday school teacher who not only prayed for the often rowdy boys in his class, but sought to win each one to Christ. If Kimball ever felt like giving up, he never talked about it. But human nature being what it is, the thought must have come to him more than once. One young man in particular didn't seem to understand what the gospel is about. So Kimball went to the shoe store where the lad was stocking shelves and in a back room confronted him with the importance of a relationship with Christ. The young man was Dwight L. Moody. And on that Saturday, Dwight L. Moody accepted Christ as his Savior. In his lifetime, he touched two continents for God. And untold thousands came to faith in Christ. But the story doesn't end there. Actually, that's where it begins. Under Moody, another man's heart was touched by God, Wilbur Chapman. Chapman became the evangelist who preached to thousands. One day, a professional ball player had a day off and attended one of his meetings, and thus Billy Sunday was converted. Sunday quit baseball and became part of Chapman's team. Then Chapman accepted the pastorate of a large church, and Billy Sunday started his own evangelistic outreaches. Beginning to understand why you can't count the apples in a seed? Under Sunday's ministry, another young man was converted, his name Mordecai Ham. He was a scholarly, dignified individual who wasn't above renting a hearse and parading it through the streets to advertise his meetings. When Ham came to Charlotte, North Carolina, a sandy-haired, lanky young man then in high school vowed that he wouldn't go hear him preach. But Billy Frank, as he was called by his family, eventually did go. Ham announced that he knew for a fact that a house of ill repute was located right across the street from the local high school, and that male students were skipping lunch to visit that house. When students decided to go and interrupt the meetings, Billy Frank, eventually known to the world as Billy Graham, decided to go see what would happen. What happened that night was that Billy Graham went. He was intrigued by what he heard. Coming back another night, he responded to the invitation and was soundly converted. Billy Graham has preached to more men and women than any other person who has ever lived, including the Apostle Paul. And the fascinating chain of events was triggered by a Sunday school teacher's concern for his boys. Are you ever tempted to think that what you do doesn't count? That nobody pays any attention to you? That nobody is listening? Whether you're a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, or a mother, such as the one who talked to me recently saying, "I keep on trying to tell my children about the Lord, but I don't think they ever hear me." The fact is, God doesn't depend on angels or supernatural beings to spread the good news. He uses ordinary people. The next time you're tempted to give up, please remember Edward Kimball, a man whose persistence and faithfulness was tremendously honored by the Lord. How different our world might have been had Edward Kimball not taken his Saturday afternoon to seek out the young Dwight L. Moody. Yes, how different. You can count the apples on a tree, but only God knows how many apples are in a single seed. Trust Him, friend. He always honors His word. Of that, you can be sure.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.